Now, did you miss Flickerfest when it hit Sydney in January? Have you spent the last 3 months devastated you weren't able to experience Australia's biggest and best international competitive short film festival? Now, if this sounds like you, dry your eyes, fear not. Each year, Flickerfest does a national tour, taking the main competitive program to more than 50 regional and metropolitan areas around Australia. And this evening, it returns to Sydney, setting up shop at Riverside Parramatta. To find out more this morning, we are joined by Bronwyn Kidd. She is from Flickerfest. She's the director of the Flickerfest Festival. She joins us on the line. Bronwyn, thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Jess.
I am so excited that Flickerfest is back. How's it been going on the tour around the country?
Oh, it's been fantastic. I think we've done, well, way over 40 venues now. We've been up in Alice Springs, over in Perth, the festival screened in Broome. It's also on down in Marimbula this weekend, and there's a fundraiser down there for the Tathra bushfires. So it's been shared with communities all around the country, and that's fantastic.
I think that it's so wonderful. For anyone out there who maybe hasn't heard of the regional tour for Flickerfest, take us through the reasoning behind it. Why did you guys decide to take this kind of around the country?
Well, it gives us an opportunity to not only showcase the fantastic short films from Flickerfest that audiences wouldn't get to see outside Bondi. So, you know, 2,500 entries down to around 120 films in competition. And then we distill it even further and take highlights of that on the tour. So it gives audiences across the country an opportunity to engage with these wonderfully fresh and creative independent short films. It gives filmmakers a big platform for their work. And it also allows us to take films that may have a local angle around the country to those communities as well. So, for example, up in Coffs Harbour on the North Coast, we're able to screen a film from a filmmaker who grew up there, that kind of thing. So it just allows that local angle as well. And, of course, tonight in Parramatta at Riverside at 6:45, we're screening a few shorts that were in competition at Flickerfest, our Best of Australian program. Plus, we've added a couple of films that had a Western Sydney connection because we wanted
wonderful.
To celebrate the best of the West of films coming through Flickerfest and making it through to the competition as well. And there's been some amazing films this year.
I think that's absolutely wonderful. There is such a great level of creativity and such great pieces of content that are coming out of Western Sydney, especially in recent years. So I think that it's fantastic that they're getting a platform, especially kind of a home ground platform. It's nice for people to be able to celebrate what's coming out of their own community.
Definitely, and the actors can come along and the filmmakers will be there tonight, and so people will get an opportunity to not just see the films and some really remarkable films at that, but also to, you know, join us afterwards for a drink included in the ticket and some snacks and, of course, a bit of a chat with the filmmakers, which is always really nice. It really does make it a truly festival environment, I think, to have that opportunity to engage with the people who actually made the film.
It absolutely does. So how many films are on show tonight?
Well, there's 8 short films on show, and they include One Shot, which is an incredibly beautiful and moving documentary, which was in our short docs comp in Bondi, and that's about a young Ugandan refugee who is supported by his community, his school, to go through and be the Year 10 National Shot Put Champion, which is really, it's a lovely story of overcoming enormous odds to become a national champion. And we also have a really quirky little fun comedy called Apricot, written by Nisreen Amin, who's from Parramatta, the writer, and she has made this film about her own experiences growing up with her grandmother, but it's really, really fun. These films are screening alongside Second Best, and Alyssa McClelland won Best Direction in a short film for that film, and she originally grew up in Bankstown, so there's some really nice Western Sydney connections and celebration, not only of the best of Flickerfest Australian shorts, but also these films that have that local connection.
I think that this is wonderful. It's going to be a great night. Bronwyn, unfortunately, we'll have to leave it there, but thanks for joining us this morning.
Oh, thank you very much, Jess.
That was Bronwyn Kidd there. She's Flickerfest's director, telling us about the national tour of Australia and the event that's happening tonight in Riverside Parramatta. Oh, my goodness. If you'd like tickets, riversideparramatta.com.au is where you can go to get them. It's a fantastic opportunity to see some phenomenal films from Flickerfest from this year. Some great Western Sydney connections there as well. It starts at 6:45 tonight, and there's post-screening drinks and nibbles.